Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo.
What's good? This is your girl Alexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl Rita.
You're now tuned in to the Chicago Brew Podcast,
brought to you by Red Rock Productions.
You can find the Chicago Brew Podcast on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Red Rock Productions on YouTube.
So stop what you're doing right now and follow us on all social media platforms so you will have access to all of the exclusive content that we will post.
Every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Such a blessing to be back. Pass me some liquor and weed, yes. I like my women in threes, yes. I need the money to cheese back. I need me that brand new ray. I need that plug out of state. I need my kids to be straight. I need that food on my plate.
I step out your lady's home, I got at least 80 on. Been blowing that super, I'ma need Uber to take me home. I got the thumper and youngster, I don't play JC Owns. For the love of that money, I'ma go crazy bone. I'm finna take the throne, I ain't tryna make a song with your lame ass. How you make it this long? My patience is short and my clip long. Presidential rollie with the big stone. Boy, you turn your head and your bitch gone. Paparazzi taking pictures, picture me rolling. My connect dropped off them bricks and we ripping them open. Then we getting them out quick like we giving them out. My mama told you don't bring that shit in my house. We gonna run up in your fortress and slaughter the kings. Four corner hustler, pinky glowing, I'm lord of the ring. Yeah, almighty solid for that almighty dollar. I was pulling all nighters in that all white Impala with that work. Yeah, yeah, with that work. Yeah, yeah, heavyweight every day feel like it's the first. Yeah, you gotta chase the sour diesel with the perk. If he get out his body, I'ma put him on his shirt. Get him. My young tigers keep on lighters. They catch you out with all that shit on, they gon' try ya. You little niggas thinking you fly, just know I'm flyer. You try me, I'ma wet you up like you was on fire splash. I need a bitch with Mariah's cash, Malaya's ass, Rihanna swag, burner and a Gabbana bag. I'm gonna run the map after the summer, I'ma have comma after comma after comma after comma, yeah. Don't even tell me what a hater nigga said. The lady of your dreams lying naked in my bed. I light it up and take it to the head. And even though I voted for Obama, all my favorite presidents is dead.
It's such a blessing to be back. Pass me some liquor and weed, yes. I like my women in threes, yes. I need the money to cheese back. I need me that brand new ray. I need that plug out of state. I need my kids to be straight.
What I'm saying, 50 cash busting out a Birkin bag. Tell that baby I ain't playing if she wanted murder that. Heard them niggas talking down, they don't want like none of that. Rex on me like this shit for sale. They heard they getting money, we can't tell ya. All these diamond dancing, I can't tell ya. If you ain't got it, don't know what to tell ya. Back, back, wrist sick, blew a whole brick back. Popping like Osama, I told Ty I need the large bag. And bring it all cash. Nah, I love, she thought this shit was sweet till the breezy leveled up. Drop the top for no reason. I pop a tap for no reason. I do it all for no reason. It's B&B when you see me, yeah.
It's such a blessing to be back. Pass me some liquor and weed, yes. I like my women in threes, yes. I need the money to cheese back.
I need me that brand new ray. I need that plug out of state. I need my kids to be straight.
Pen mark or a pencil, 16 bars of a dispensive view. I'm invincible, even the school was not one to follow dudes. These who got ghosts to see him like molecules. All type of dimes can imagine what a dollar do. All type of love, the blessings will follow through. Look through the vertical blind, the convertible's mine. You never heard a design like mine and rhyme you lie. Lost hope, that it been broke. Been without soap, no cigarette, those tech the wet, those pocket hurting like stretch throats. Praying for death smoke, saying let's get those. When you that broke, the let zest soap become your best hope. Feel death close like Big Deer with the West Coast. Never let go, stack chips like Connect Bo. Mine is way out like an echo. Bump J, John Blue, Breezy, B&B, this the best flow. Let's go.
What's good, everyone? This is Girl Lexi from the Chicago Beauty Podcast by Rare Bob Productions. I hope you guys have been having a fabulous week. The weather's been good. So let's get into this week's topic. For this week's topic, we have Miss Kelly Rowland as she walked the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival on Tuesday. So what actually went down on this red carpet event? Let's get into it. For this week, I got my sources from TikTok or Instagram. And I'm just going to break it down to you the best way I can, because this was all alleged for the most part, except for Miss Kelly's statement. But I'm going to break it down to you the best way I can from several videos seen on TikTok and to what was said as well. All right, so let's get into it. So Miss Kelly Rowland showed up at the red carpet event at the Cannes Film Festival on Tuesday. So she made an appearance in this custom-made red dress, which she approached this lady who was guiding her, so she began to walk up the stairs on the red carpet. So as Miss Kelly's just looking around, she's just like, you know, let me take her picture. She's in a pretty red dress with the short blonde bob hairstyle with some gold jewelry. What it look like with a handbag. So Miss Kelly is just enjoying herself at this red carpet event, and this lady is telling her, right, you need to come on, you can take pictures, but you need to like come up the stairs, we need to go. So Kelly's just walking around, going up these stairs, and she's like, you know, just enjoying herself, making sure she got some pictures taken. So the security is like, come on, we need to go. She's taking a picture, she's walking. Then she's blocked by this gentleman who not only blocked her path not once, but twice, and then also her guiding her to her right, sticking his arms out, saying that you need to go in this direction. So as she's going in that direction, she's again stopped by another security telling her that she needs to go right. They got their arm out. And she's like, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to turn around and still continue to take pictures. So then something else happens. Now she's greeted by her best friend. As she comes up the stairs, she greets Miss Kelly, holds her arm, you know, welcoming her, letting her know that she's here on the red carpet with her, and that I'm here, you know, side by side, and you got this. So now at this point, as she does that, she's now blocked by not just one, but two other guards, security guards as well. And this lady sticks out her arm saying, come on, you can't do that. I believe this is all alleged from what I've seen on TikTok. This guy breaks down the conversation to where she's pretty much telling Miss Kelly that she can't do that. You need to go. Miss Kelly kind of shakes it off and just like, you know, didn't pay no mind. And then she's like, nope. And then she continues to walk up the steps, and I believe the security said something back to her, which led her, Miss Kelly, to turn around and say, no, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my mother. Don't tell me what to do. The security is confused at this moment. She is confronted by another man who was also in the security, and it looks like he's telling her like what's going on. And it seems like she's shrugging her shoulders, like, I don't know what's going on. And then they seem to go towards the stairs, and as Miss Kelly seems to keep going up the stairs, and her best friend joins back in telling the security, no, don't do that. And it just gets messy, because then Miss Kelly turns back around as she sees her friend talking to the security that just said something to her. She turns around and says, no, you can't tell me what to do. Or she said something within that concept, because she was so very angry at the situation that just happened a few seconds before. Now she's hearing her best friend talking to security. It's like, nope, I'm not going. You can't tell me what to do. Stop talking to my friend. Don't touch her. You know, it's just out of hand, out of pocket. This is all alleged. I'm just saying, you know, that's not exactly what was said, but from the video, you can tell that she was pretty heated. And looking at this video, it kind of upsets me, because it's like, why are these people rushing her when she's there to have a good time on the red carpet? You know, that's what most celebrities do when they're on the red carpet. They take their time. They pose for a couple pictures, They sign some autographs. They meet and greet some people. They do interviews. And just to be like, you need to come on. You come on. Who gave you the time limit on me? Because nobody else got stopped or sworn by security. But why all of a sudden me? Like, and then Kelly responded back to the video or the situation that had happened. So basically now I'm getting a source from Instagram because this is going off of what she responded back with. And I'm just going to break it down the best way that I can. Ms. Kelly goes to say that I have boundaries and I stand on it. This woman knows what happened. I know what happened. And I stood my ground. And the other woman on the red carpet didn't get swarmed or rushed up the stairs because no other woman looked like her. Basically, in so many other words, you need to hurry up because you're a woman of color and you're not out here like these other ladies who is, you know, being light-skinned or really enjoying themselves regardless of who it is. They just stopped her and tried to rush her up the stairs, saying that she can't really take pictures, photobombing her pictures, sticking her arms out. And it was just like really uncalled for because why would you do that just to her and not do this to anybody else? Like, make it make sense. So in my opinion, looking at this, like, whoever that security team was, all those people that was on the stairs blocking her path, especially the woman in the beginning that was like, come on, you need to come up the stairs, you need to go. And then the woman especially at the end, I feel like everybody that was in security from that day should get fired because it's like it's uncalled for. Like, who is the person that led you in charge to say that Miss Kelly Weller needs to be rushed up the stairs on the red carpet because you didn't do that to anybody else, apparently, allegedly. But why just her? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, what's your motive behind it? What led you to do that all of a sudden? Because I don't feel like she was, like, not swarmed about a, like, crowd of people. It was no need to have a swarm of security near her unless she was, like, you know, a whole crowd was rushing up to her trying to get autographs, I think. But nobody does that on the red carpet, so why was that necessary? But the security guards overall were just doing too much for no reason because, it's like, nobody's there for you. Nobody probably even told you you are that, but you guys felt the need to, like, rush somebody off the carpet for some other reason just to look important, and it just in the end made you look kind of bad and it's embarrassing. And overall, I'm just happy Miss Kelly stood her ground because she's right. Like, nobody else, apparently, you know, I guess it's a good thing to see in a way, like, how other people are kind of treated, just, you know, to get a feel for the carpet and setting the tone. And I'm happy that Miss Kelly had looked and took her time with this because she's right. Like, I'm not taking this because nobody else has to deal with it. So why do I have to deal with it? Who are you to me? She said, you are not my mother. Go ahead on with that mess. Pretty much, it's like, go. Like, get out my face, pretty much. Like, because who are you? Like, you're pretty much working for me as my security, but you need to get out my face with that. Now, I don't know what was said in exchange of words, but if that woman had to tell Miss Kelly multiple times the same thing, I would have snapped as well because ain't no way you gotta be saying it's twice or more than once, like I'm some child, like you could just tell me. And I got the message, like you saying, like, come on, let's go this way, let's go that way, you need to come on, you need to get off the red carpet, like, who are you? Like, it didn't say any type of fine print before entering this or welcoming myself on the red carpet. Like, come on now, stupid. But what are you guys' thoughts on that? Because I just think that the security guards were wrong on this part, and I'm happy Miss Kelly stood her ground. But let me know what you think, and please let me know.
All right, y'all, it's your boy Sean Bills, and I'm back with some 2 cents on this Kelly Rowland situation. So I seen the video, and from the video I can see that Kelly Rowland's on the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival, which happened about last Tuesday. So she's on the red carpet and she's taking pictures with multiple press. You can tell because she's stopping multiple times and she's taking pictures at different angles. And you can also see a male and female security guards on the red carpet, and it looks like they're basically escorting her along the red carpet, which I don't understand why they would be doing that, because she literally just got on the carpet and she's taking pictures. So she's in the middle of taking pictures, which I feel like that's the whole point of being on the red carpet. You're a celebrity. You're there at this event. and you want to take pictures because you want to see people in your dress. And she had on a great, amazing red customized dress. She looked real good in it. I feel like everything about her always is great, but you know, it's just a shame to see that somebody is basically trying to be aggressive with her, because it was a woman security guard that was being aggressive with her. And it got so to the point where Kelly Rowland got fed up, and she was like, basically, you're not going to talk to me like that. You're not my mother. And she was repeating that to this woman security guard, and the woman security guard left it off like, basically, like she didn't do anything wrong. I don't know if this is a part of these people's culture where they are, that they are aggressive with people, if this is the way that they communicate, but obviously Kelly Rowland wasn't having it. And I feel like she wasn't wrong for checking this woman, because if I'm in the middle of taking pictures, why the hell is you in my face basically telling me like, okay, basically that's enough, let's go. It's very rude, very aggressive, and very pushy, and it's not professional at all on anybody's, you know, behalf. As far as you being a security guard, you working, like, I feel like sometimes people take their job too seriously, or maybe they're instructed to do such thing, but I just feel like they came for the wrong person in this situation. Like, they shouldn't have come for her, especially, like I said, she was in the middle of taking pictures. So why you couldn't have waited until, you know, which on the red carpet, pictures don't stop getting taken, you know. I mean, obviously, for the most part, they share the pictures that are really good to share on the internet. But on the red carpet, that's the whole point of the red carpet, to take pictures of celebrities as they're coming, entering into the event. So in this particular thing, I feel like Kelly Rowland played it, you know, cool. At first, she didn't just go off. The woman stepped on her dress first. The same security guard that she had to basically check. First, she started off by coming behind her, stepping on her dress, and it's like they're all over her as if she's in danger, but she's not. She literally is taking pictures. And I feel like it was very unfair to her for these people to even be on this red carpet, these security guards to even be doing all of this on this red carpet at this Cannes Film Festival event. Like, you see that she's taking pictures. So, I mean, if I was Kelly Rowland in this predicament, I would have done the same thing. Like, who are you talking to, basically? Like, you see that I'm in the middle of taking pictures. You're interrupting me, disrupting me from doing that. And then on top of that, you're telling me, basically, you're talking to me like I'm a child and telling me, like, basically, in so many words, come on, let's go. Like, it's time to move on from, basically, the red carpet. Like, last time I checked, there wasn't a time limit. Obviously, you want to be considerate of the other people that are coming in so they can get their, you know, 5 minutes of fame or whatever. But it wasn't even that case. Like, she literally stepped up, smiled, was taking pictures, and then seconds later she has about three different security guards telling her, basically, like, come on, let's go. I don't know if one of them were her security guard, but it seems like they all three of those security guards were working the event, and I'm assuming that they were in charge of making sure, like, the traffic on the red carpet was moving along. But I could see if she was there, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes taking pictures. You know, there's other celebrities flowing in because everything is on a time crunch, obviously, because we have to keep everything flowing, because everybody needs to get inside and get to the Cannes Film Festival, you know, get to their seat and whatnot. But it seems like they weren't giving your girl no time to take pictures, because last time I checked, there's multiple press at this red carpet event. So that means, yeah, she might be looking at this camera, then there might be another camera, and there might be another camera. So she's just trying to, you know, make sure she gets all taking pictures with all of the press, because that's essentially why they are there. I don't understand why these people did this. This is definitely a moment I feel like Kelly Rowland literally stood up for herself. She did right by letting that woman know, like, you're not gonna keep talking to me like that. Like, I hear what you're saying, but I'm taking pictures. So you just need to calm down, you know, respectfully, and let me take these pictures, and then we can go ahead and go where we need to go. So that's all I have about the Kelly Rowland situation. That's my time, y'all. Peace. Let's get right back into the show. Enjoy the rest of the show.
A little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking asking. Oh. Get yourself together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Never do it.
I could talk about it because I know.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Rita. So today we're talking about pretty privileges. Pretty privileges actually range between three different categories: social, professional, and personal. These are advantages based off of your appearance. According to Forbes magazine, written by Mark Travers, a philosophy study was done in 2021, which examined the stereotype that beauty is good. What they found is that highly symmetrical faces are not only seen as attractive, but also positive indicators of health and personality traits such as sociability, intelligence, liveliness, self-confidence, and mental health. Growing up attractive is a boost of confidence and helps develop social skills. So I definitely have some pretty privileges. I definitely will tell you guys, I have those. I've experienced it in the workplace. I've gotten a raise. I've gotten bumped up to different positions, even though I wasn't in the position for a long period of time. And that's just in the professional setting. I've gotten pretty privileges just from making friends, just because they want to be around me. I've gotten free food just from people seeing me as attractive. However, I mean, pretty privileges are definitely a thing, but I will say that pretty privileges definitely have their downsides. I've also experienced like people being fake around me, people wanting to embody me, which is definitely a weird situation that I've been in. I've experienced like guys wanting to be with me just to be seen with me because I look good, but not actually caring about me. I definitely have experienced pretty privileges, but there are some downsides to being beautiful. You get some people stalking you, following you. It can get very, very much weird. People stare at you all the time in public. It is not as fun as most people think. And then again, what about our people who aren't so attractive? What about our people who aren't so pretty? It's not like God forgot about them. But also, I just think that we in the world have to share a space, even in this social settings where social media is a highly invested thing right now, where everybody wants to be beautiful. Everybody wants to be the next best thing. Everybody wants to be famous. So it's not only about being pretty, it's also about having morals, having a brain, having knowledge, having goals. Pretty privileges are definitely a thing, but there are downsides. So go out there, be beautiful, be whatever you want, but just know that at the end of the day, knowledge is power.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Rad, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA, Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't belling out. In that pink Ferrari, we pillin' out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. The poop so cold, we just chilling out. Baby yelling, yelling, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. Barbies is bad, it girls, and we ain't playing tag.
Bobby ain't nothing to play about, he wanna play in a playhouse. The they gon' say now? I'm watching these bitches, I'm rubbing a stain out. Like I'm ready to bend, all the fake Barbies just wanna pretend. Like, hold on, let me go find me a pen. Look where it led, now I'ma put it to bed. She a Barbie bitch with her Barbie click. I keep dragging her so she bald a bit. And I see the bread, I want all of it. And I want the green, so I all of it. And I throw it back, so he losing it. And I give the box with no shoes in it. Yeah, I know the trick, so I got him brick. It ain't no move. Barbie, bitch.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party.
Pink felt like I'm ready to bend.
I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken.
Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Rita. So let's talk about Nicki Minaj and her recent arrest. So Nicki Minaj was recently arrested for having drugs on her during her second world tour. During this time, she actually did have what is considered to be soft drugs, which was marijuana. So in the States, we all know that marijuana is now legal. However, where she was during her tour, it was not illegal during the time. One thing I do commend Nicki Minaj on is just having her live going while being arrested. She was asking for a lawyer. Of course, they told her that she would get her lawyer once she was taken to the station. She was also asking what was the reason for her arrest. They were not really able to tell her because they had no prior evidence that she did have drugs on her. Where she was, the drugs were illegal. However, I just felt like it was all blown out of proportion just due to her being a black woman. We all know that there is a history of police brutality, not just in America, but all over the world now. And I do feel that Nicki Minaj felt the to record it on her live just in case that she was treated or in the wrong. Also, as a mother, she probably feared for her life to make sure that she would get back to her toddler. And I feel like that's why she went live with it. I don't feel like this is a big deal for her to be arrested. I do hope that she makes it back safely from her world tour. And it really is just a heads up for us as black people to not go over to these overseas places and bring any type of drugs or anything, because we don't know how they will treat us in the long run, whether we are famous or not. Especially since the fact that she is a dominant black woman who is a rapper and has made a name for herself, and the fact that she was still treated away just for marijuana.
Nicki Minaj did take to her live, which I commend her on, and we can all just hope for the best for her moving forward. Nicki Minaj took to Twitter and said, "Thank you to everyone who prayed for me today. May God cover you and all that is connected to you. May you be blessed beyond imagination. I'm at the Shock Exchange Hotel in Manchester. I arrived a little over an hour ago after sitting in a jail cell for 5 to 6 hours. My plane still didn't take off for another 20 minutes once I boarded. The flight was 50 minutes. That's why they had to do the big song and dance, because they knew I'd still find a way to perform, even if I came down to my last 90 minutes in the building, which I would have been until 11:30 p.m. The building was willing to go past 11 p.m., so grateful to them for that. So they succeeded at their plan to not let me get on stage tonight. I succeeded at getting to the root of all by recording them and posting everything in real time. I have so much video evidence. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. What do you guys think about this? Do you think that it was a necessary arrest? Even due to the fact that she was in a different country and marijuana is illegal there? Or do you guys think that it was something that was necessary to happen so that it kind of gives us a heads up just in case we are traveling overseas in Europe? However, I do think it was a target on her just as a black woman. I see it as a race thing. I don't think it's a super necessary arrest. However, I'm curious to know what you guys think. But for now, I am signing out. Thank you, guys.
All right, y'all. Look, let's take a quick break because we have a special message. So, as you all know, this is Red Rock Productions and the Chicago Root Podcast. But we want to give a huge, marvelous shout out to the people that are supporting us at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. You can be immersed into their world at wbdc.org and cookcountysmallbiz.org. We want you to stay locked in, and we have more content on the way. So make sure you turn on your post notification bells. We have more to come.
Too much. Pretty Ari. I'm riding around pretty. I'm in your city, like it's a ditty. City. Got the bad bitches with me, with me, with me, with me. Got the bad bitches with me, with me, with me, with me. Got your nigga with me. He spend that cash. We doing the dash. He gon' crash. Got the X. He my next. Fuck my ex. I'm the best. I'm too much. You hoes not enough. Fuck that nigga. I'm calling his bluff.
I can't quit, I be lit, niggas clown, getting that it, I'm a dog, getting that pit, you ain't gang, who you with, can't be dolo, got my stick, in my clip, press button, stop my whips, take my picture, just how I look, we didn't go out, she can cook, folks, I'm staying gang, stop being crooks, you should leave.
She wanna fuck for the squirrel, that feel it, you feel me, she feel it, say, I was in a setback, now I just sit back, what is a jetpack, Can I outside with the uh-huhs. Hit your ass with the uh-huh. I get the feeling that niggas really be intelligent when they be talking that silly shit. Rappers more lucky than dealers, they just selling dope in a whole nother industry. I had to sit on that mentally, like I was falling a penalty. Penitentiaries for centuries, what could they do to eventually censor me? Nothing, uh-huh, nah. Busting, turn our office to a mosh, but you'll be neck like an ostrich. I want the cash on deposit, champagne and Mozzie. I want the color of Clico. I cannot sell it and deal it. I hold up a million like Diddy. The sky's the limit. They dig it, I'm jiggy like Jigga, but fuck it, I'm realer. Yeah. Security, clarity, burly, bury me. Bitch, I will bury you. Then I bury me. We on a block, speaking of Cherokee. American parodies, man, in this way. I'm so arrogant, catching the vapors with turbulence. This is a 3-minute tournament. I got the block with me, Glock with me, shopping me properly. I get your highs as a strategy. Sliding your hood, no apologies. Switch on the blicky, it's pretty like Ricky. The shit gets sticky and Nicky. You screaming at Ricky. I'm really gonna pit me a nigga like back when I was hitting. Your brand ain't no battle, admit it. Now I'm independent and the business giving out percentage. Not a part of business. We just running blocks just like a politician. My position, you the opposition. That's good precision. They ain't on commission, they just on the mission. Real talk, cause they fuck with niggas. You a real boss when you run your business.
Chicago, 773-312.
Pop Eastside crazy, man. Born and raised. When you hear my name, you know what the fuck going on. You better shake that ass, bitch. Wigs, hair, lashes, glasses, all they on deck. Holla at me. Too much. They know I'm too much. Pop it. Too much. This shit don't stop.
Greatest ever do that shit, by the way. You know I'm gon'
Chicago. Yo, that's all the tea we have for today, people. Red Five Productions and the Chicago View Podcast want to throw a massive thank you to our sponsors at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. They keep our vibes high and our shows lit. Check them out at the WBDC.org and the Cook County Small Bills.org as in BIZ.org. Thanks for rocking with us today and don't miss our next episode for the next hottest updates in entertainment. I'm gonna make it.